The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Baba Mitziad Daf Yud Tet. Today's daf is being studied. The Alun Shmat Manat Zikanati Afa Batzara. The Shmat Avraham Esther. The Machshavt Rechem Ben Eden Amen. The Shmat Ben Sefu Ashlema. Bihayim Aaron Ben. לאה, אין לה לפנה לו, פת הנפש ופת הגוף, פת הוקר בעד אבו, וכן ינעשו ולומר.
אמן.
אמן, we begin today's daf on יוטט, עמוד ראשון, and we start from the גופה. Okay, a couple of lines down. Six lines down, גופה. מסע גט אישה בשוק. Okay, back to the same story that we've been learning till now. He found the gift of a lady in the marketplace. בזמן שהבעל מודה, the husband says, yeah, the get fell, give it to her. Yazir, the isha. He says, I divorced her. So what do you want? The guy's saying he divorced her. Give the get to the, give it get to the lady. Oh, in a baal modeh, lo yazir olazeh, velo olazeh. Okay, but if the baal's not modeh, we don't know now. Maybe they wrote the get and they never executed it. Therefore, don't return it to anybody. But when the husband is modeh, that what he wrote it and he gave it, yachzir le'isha. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go through different suspicions that we should be concerned about. Velihu shema katav liten b'nisan velo natan la'at tishri. Oh, the get, let's say, is dated Nisan. But who says? Maybe he didn't give the get until Tishri. You don't know. He said he gave it, yeah. Maybe the date is Nisan and he gave it to Shem. What's the problem going to happen? Ve'azal ba'al zavin peri minisan ve'ad tishri. The husband is able to eat perot. Right? We said nechsim log. The lady has property. The husband gets to eat perot. Correct? So what's the husband going to do? From Nisan to Tishri, the husband's selling perot. If the perot belongs to him, he can do whatever he wants with it. Now this lady is going to get the get, and the get says on it, Nisan. So what is she going to do? She's going to take out a get that's written b'nisan, and now she's going to go take those perot, which means, why do you suspect this? You found a get on the street. Husband says, I gave it to her, don't worry, that's, she's right, it's, she's divorced, I'm going to give it to her. What do you mean? Maybe it says Nisan on this story, yeah? Maybe the case told me it says Nisan, but he didn't give it to Tishri. So there you have a 6 month gap over here. Now what's so what? You have a 6 month gap, big deal, a big tremendous deal. Because he sold perot, rightfully so, because he wasn't divorced to Tishri, between Nisan and Tishri. Now she gets to get, Nisan, excuse me sir, those perot are mine by the way, I was divorced from Nisan, and she's going to start taking perot illegally. Why don't you suspect that? Now, Hani Haleman Damar Kivan Chetana Enav Negaresha Shuv Ene Baal Perot Shapir. No. This is not a question according to the opinion that says that once a husband decides to divorce his wife, he cannot sell Perot anymore. So then, we have no problem. Because in Nisan, let's say, when he wrote the get, that means he decided already that he wants to get divorced. So therefore, rightfully so, she can go get those Perot. Because he has no right. He wrote it in Nisan. He didn't give it to Tishri, but his brain was made up already in Nisan to get divorced. So according to the opinion, this is once you make up your mind to get divorced, the husband has no rights to sell Perot anymore. So it's good. So yeah, she'll get the get 6 months later. And let her go get the Perot. Because already he wasn't allowed to sell them from Nisan. Good, we have no question. But according to the opinion that says that the husband has Perot up until the time he gives it. Ma'ika lememar, ki atyal lemitraf. Oh, so the Gemara has no problem. Ki atyal lemitraf. When she comes to collect these, no problem will happen. You know why? She's going to come now with the get. Nisan, I want the perot. Amrina na, they're going to tell her, Aiti da aya emat matagitali adach. They'll tell her, hey, you want to take stuff out of us? Prove to us that you got the get when it says the date over here. Oh, we're not worried. They're not going to be able to take out, she's not going to be able to take out anything from these likuhot, because they're not going to be intimidated from a get. When she goes, oh, I have a get, it says Nisan. You want to take money from me? Prove to me that you got the get in Nisan. Maybe you got it in Tishri.
I'm holding a document.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean nothing. Ah, the Gemara's been saying, why does this document not scare them? Well, why does it not prove anything? Because the Gemara's going to say, Oh, the next question. Why is it any different than a shtar chov, which is a regular loan document? Okay. Nah, we looked at it in Mishnah. Masa shtar chov. We found the shtar chov in the street. If let's say the shtar chov is linked to karka, lo yahzir. We said what? Don't give it back to the malveh. Why don't give it back to the malveh? Ve'okimna kishehayav modeh, which means even if the malveh, even if the loveh is being modeh, yeah, the shtar is a good shtar. The shtar is a valid shtar. Don't give it back to the malveh. Why? ומשום שמכתב לעבוד בניסן ולא לבא עד תשרי וכה תריף לקוחות שלא כדין. Because what were we worried about? We're worried about, yeah, the loan was a loan. And the guy's admitting, yeah, I owe the money. So what's the problem? Give back to the malveh. I'm worried that what? That maybe it says Nisan in the shtar, chob, but the loan wasn't executed until Tishri. And now what's going to happen? The malveh illegally is going to take the kuchot that was sold between Nisan and Tishri. So therefore we said, don't give it back. What do you mean? Why not? Gemara says, Hatanami lehidar, give it back to the malveh, v'chi atel mitraf, and when he comes to collect the lekuchot, nemale aiti ra'aya, emat matash tarchov liyadach. Look like over here. Let him go to the lekuchot. Hey, I'm taking the property. Prove it. Just because it says Nisan, maybe you didn't lend the money to the street, just like you're saying about a lady. No problem. Give it back. The blocker. They'll say the gift, there's no proof. So, what are you worried about a shtar mukdam also? When the Baal Chod comes to the Nikuchot, they'll say, oh, just because it says Nisan? Prove to me that maybe in the Mantishti. Why there you were worried, and by get you're not? Kabbalah says a big difference. Amri. Achega beget, Isha ate, Achega beget, Isha ate lokea vetava. Right? The lokea is coming along and has a claim against her. Amar, hi, she's coming against her because she has a claim, but she wants to get the Likuchot. Amar, hi, dehadru ani halar banan legita mishum deroti agin vetitiv. Which means, the fact that she's holding a get doesn't prove nothing. A get is not a monetary document. Yeah. The rabbis gave her a get just so she doesn't remain in aguna. The get is matiring her that she can get married to someone. She needs the get as proof for marriage purposes. Because she's going to go to a bet in one day. Well, I want to get married. Prove to me that you're divorced. Oh, the rabbis gave me the get. So they're not scared of the get. The get is not a document of mamonot. And therefore, now you want to use the get to take money? To take perot out of me? To live in the tiraya? Because he says, the rabbi asked the question, what do you mean? She's holding a get. I'll tell you what she's holding a get. The get is for isur purposes. So she doesn't remain in aguna. Don't intimidate me because she's coming with a get. The rabbis gave you the get in your hand because they were worried that you shouldn't remain in aguna. So when you're going to want to get married one day, you'll pull out the get and you'll show them. But otherwise, prove to me that you want to use the get now for other reasons? You want to use the get to take the kohot from me? Prove to me that the get was given when it says. However, hacha gabe shtar chov. But when it comes to a shtar chov, lo ate lokeya v'taba. When the malveh comes along with a shtar in his hand, what's the only reason why a malveh has a shtar chov in his hand? Was because the shtar is a good shtar. Mid'adiru hanihale rabbanan l'shtar chov. If the rabbis gave the shtar chov back to this guy, told him for one purpose. Pshita lemai hilcheta adiru hanihale. For what purpose did they give it back to him? Limitrafu.
Correct.
Shma mina kamu rabbanan b'milta u'mekame didi matashtara liyada. Which means, must be that the rabbis, they investigated it, and they found out that the shtar is a good shtar. And therefore, right, his shtar is a legitimate shtar, and before I bought the property, he had the shtar, so therefore, I got to return the property to the Baal Hov. Which means, when a guy comes with a shtar, Malveh, please, those are my likuchot. The guy's going to believe him. Why else does a malveh hold a shtar? He's going to say, and the rabbis gave it back to me. The rabbis gave it back to me. Must be, they gave it back for one reason. To collect. That's all a shtar chov is. Therefore, by a shtar chov, you can't say, oh, bring me a raya. What's a raya? Bring me a raya. Here's the shtar, by the way. We're holding the shtar. The rabbis gave it back to me. That means must be they're giving it back to me for one purpose. Collection purposes. That's why by a shtar chov, don't give it back. Because I'm concerned that maybe it is going to be a shtar mukdam. It
serves only one purpose.
And now the guy comes along and it serves one purpose, a shtar chov. Therefore, give it back, but it's going to take the kohot, shlo kedin. Hashaken, a get. The get, the multi-purpose. In fact, if I'm not worried that it's going to cause a problem. No, again, because bottom line, a get, like he's saying, serves a double purpose.
It's not that it's only
double purpose. Exactly. But already I could come along and say, sure, oh, but I have a get. I was like, Baruch, you have a get. I'll tell you why you have a get. Rabbis gave you the get back. The rabbis gave you the get back, not because of the date issue. No, it could be the date issue is problematic. But they feel bad. They don't want you to remain in Aguna. So prove to me that the dates are right over here. But by a Baal Hov, you give it back to the Malveh. That's the whole thing is the dates, by the way. The whole purpose of a Shtar Baal Hov is to collect. No, they gave it back to me for what purpose? Even though the dates are all messed up. So they give it back to you for? Ela must be to collect. Therefore, don't give it back. It's going to be the Shtar Mugdam. That is the Hiduk. When I continue, Shtar Banan. Masa Shtar Shehrure Bashuk. Okay, what's the case? Shtar Shehrure. Shehrure Avedim. A emancipation document to free an Eved. You found it on the street. Zman Sharav Modeh. The master agrees. Yeah, I gave it. If he agrees, no problem. Give it to the Eved. Yazir the Eved. And Harav Modeh. But if the Rav is not Modeh, lo Yazir lo lazeh. Well, we understand why. Because maybe he wrote it, but never gave it. Yeah. So if you can't give it to the Eved, right? Then you have a problem. Now, Bisman Sharav Modeh. When the Rav is Modeh, Miha Yazir the Eved. Okay, same suspicions. Ve'amai Nihush. Shimme katav litenu b'nisan v'do natanu ad tishri v'azal avda v'kana nechassim b'nisan v'ad tishri v'azil arav v'zavninu u'mapik leil shichrure d'katav b'nisan v'ka tarif lekuchot shelo kedim. What's going to happen? Maybe the guy wrote the shtad Nisan. We didn't give it to the Eved till Tishri. Now, whatever an Eved acquires always goes back to the master. Correct?
Yeah.
So what are we going to be concerned about? In Nisan, the master, the Eved acquired some stuff. Who got it? The boss. And he sold it. And he did whatever he did. Now what happens? He has a shtar that says, I got free in Nisan. So he's going to go back to all those liquid. Hey! That stuff that my master sold you, by the way, had no right. That was my stuff. And Nisan already, I was a free man. And therefore, you got to suspect that what? It's going to come into like a Mugdam situation over here. He wrote it to Nisan, didn't give it to Tish. It's going to ruin all the transactions in between. And the Eved is going to come to take stuff for Shelo Kedin. Right? Yeah. Which means, there's a big machloke, which we saw many times. Freeing an Eved, is it a zechut or is it a chov? How do you look at it? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, zechutu le'eved. Toba hi etzlo, shematiro be'kahal. She says, once an Eved gets free, what happens? Now he's permissible to marry a regular Jewess. So therefore, ve'kevan the zechutu, ika le'tirutz de mish'ash shenichtav, zoche b'shechrur. Which means, there's two ways of looking at it, really. One way to look at it, at a freeing of an Eved, is Zechut. Why? I'm legit now. There's another way to look at it, as it's a Chov. Why? Because until then, he can go whatever he wants. He can go, he could be Piritzut. Avda, be Piritzuta, Niha. The Eved wants to go with any woman that he's able to go. Now that you free him, now he can only go with... But Israel, so it's two ways. So the Gemara says, "Uchabaye, the Amar Edab bechotamav zachin shapir," which means once the get shechrut is written, and if it's a zechut, so zachin le Adam. So therefore, the edim themselves in the shtar, they are mezakeh for the eved, even without him knowing it. You don't have to give it to him, which means, of course, you have to give it to him eventually. So the mafreya, once he gets the get, I say he was already freed from before. Once the edim signed it, they could be zocher for the eved his freedom. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's not a problem. So really, from Nisan, he was a free man. Therefore, when he's going to collect these stuff, he's doing it rightfully. And but according to the Pri that says it's a chov, why is it a chov? So that she says, Hefsedu lo, shiv evit kohenu, poslo min ha-tiruma. Right. He gives another reason. We know that Adon is a Kohen, let's say, right? His Eved gets to eat. Eved Kanani gets to eat Terumah, Kinyan Kaspo. He gets to eat Terumah. Now that you're freeing him, this Eved cannot eat Terumah anymore. So you see, it's a Chov. That's the way they look at it. The Chov is on the monetary. And also, the Imshe Yisrael Oslo B'Shifcha Kena'anit. Right? Now he's not able to go with a Shifcha Kena'anit anymore. Dezidale. He likes it. He likes to go with Shifcha Kena'anit. He can do whatever he wants. So therefore, we look at it as a chob. Same point. He's going to come along and get the, when he comes to collect. They're going to tell him, listen, Shichrurei Abadim again serves two purposes. Number one, it's a freedom document. And number two, it can affect money. So we're not worried about this case. He's going to come along to the Likuhot. Hey, I have a shtar shechrut over here. You have a shtar shechrut because the rabbis gave it to you so you can prove freedom. But you're going to want to use this document now to get the Likuhot from Nissan. Prove to me that you got it in Nissan, by the way. So I'm not worried about a potential problem of taking the Likuhot shilokedin. Again, a shechrut avadim has the same mechanics of a git. Yeah. It serves a double purpose. So therefore, I'm not worried that a guy's going to come and say, oh, if the rabbis gave him the Shechrut HaAvadim, must be, everything's correct in it, that he could collect Likuhot. No, Shtar Shechrut is not a collection document. It's a document that testifies on freedom. So you're free, I'm like, Baruch, they gave it to you. So if anybody comes along and says, hey, you're my Eved, you can pull out a document and say you're free. But now you want to take Likuhot from Nissan? Prove to me that you got it from Nissan. Until they prove it, I'm not going to give it. Comes the, bring our team. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, now we start. Daitike Matana. What did we say in the Mishnah? I found in the street, Daitike. What's it, Daitike? Okay, tell her about what I was going to say. Ezoi Daitike. What is a Daitike?
It's a funny word.
Which is a strange thing. Da tehe le mekam velehiyot. It's like a nutrikun. Dai. Dai. Da. Tehe is like tehe. Ka, the kuf is le mekam. And the yud is velehiyot. Nice. Right? She'imet nechasav lepeloni. Basically what it is, it's a big hadush, dai teke. It's a will of a shchiv mera. Normally, a person's verbal word means nothing.
Zero.
They give this to that guy. You gotta make a kinyan. You gotta write a shtar. But the rabbi said, listen, they made a takana, a shchiv mera, he can't. And if you're gonna tell him that it's not gonna work, who knows, it'll make him more sick. So therefore, what the rabbis did is, they told him, whatever shchiv mera says, his words are like misurin. It's as if they are given over. So therefore, a guy writes a die. What's that? The guy's on his deathbed. I want to give this assets to so and so. Write it. Write it down. And if after he dies, it's binding. It goes to the guy that he wills it. Good. That's called a die ticket. Okay.
His existing will already on record.
No, if he has existing will, a shtar. He wrote a shtar. He did it. That's a will. He's got another will. Got nothing. He's on his deathbed. He wants the gift, or he wants the gift. He wants the will. Something. Certain item. So they tell, okay, get Edim, get a shtar. Shtar is dying now, get a shtar. Yeah. So they tell, okay, what do you want? What's your will? He says verbally, I want the money to go to Reuben. Finished. It keeps turning there. It's like it's a given thing. Therefore, once he dies, the money goes to Reuben. He can't come along and say, hey, where's the kinyam? Nothing. They don't have it. Die ticket. That's it. And they write it up. Okay, that's a die ticket. Okay, matana. Okay, what's a matana? What's the defining words here?
Gift.
Matana is a gift. Kol shekatuv bo mehayom ulahar mita. Oh, what's that case over there? Interesting type of matana. He writes a matana. The matana is from today. A guy dying also. From today and after death. Meaning, he wants to It's right like this. I'm giving you the karka today as a gift, but you cannot start eating perot until after I die. That means as long as he's still alive, he's going to eat the perot, but he's already giving him the ikar. The karka is giving it to him from now. So look at Rashida, she says that. Look at Rashida, she says... מהיום לחמיתה, גוף הקרקע קנוי לו מן היום, ואין לו עוד רשות למוכרה ונתנה לו רישה. That's it. He cannot inherit it to anybody or bequeath it to anybody. He cannot use it. והפירות אינו אוכל כל ימי חייו אלא לאחר מיתה. But the guy can eat the פירות until after מיתה. Okay. That's the case that the Gemara said a matana is. Matana of a guy who's dying is a matana, meaning מהיום לחמיתה. So Gemara says, Alma, we're implying, אי כתיבה מהיום ולאחר מיתה הוא דקנה ואי לא קני. You want to say what? A matana is only when you say מהיום ולאחר מיתה. And let's say you say מהיום everything. לא קני? Of course you can. What do you have to do? Matana is very simple. I give you a matana here. Take everything. Why do you give me a matana case? מהיום you get the karka, לאחר מיתה you get the... Wow. And if I said מהיום you get everything, is that going to work? Of course you can, it'll work. So Gemara says, אמר רבי אחי כאמר, איזוי מתנת ברי שהיא כמתנת שכיב מרע, דלא קני אין לאחר מיתה, כל שכתוב בה מהיום הוא לאחר מיתה. The Gemara put a daitik in a matana in the same line, right? So Gemara says, give me a case of a matana that works like a שכיב מרע after death. Shimon works after death. Once the guy dies, the guy gets the... So a matana also. In the case we said, Mayom al-Achal Mita. It's a matana. I mean, he was healthy, but it has the mechanics of a... Shimon. When he gave the matana, he was healthy, but part of the matana doesn't hit until after death. That's all it was doing. Just wanted to give a case that's similar matana to Shimon. Okay? So far, now we stop. Oh, the Gemara says, Ta'ama de'lo amar tenu. Ha'amar tenu notnim. What's the case? Daiteke, shtal matana. You found the daiteke on the floor. Let's go to the shchimera case, all right? Okay. What does the shchimera daiteke say? The guy said before he died, give the money to Reuven. Okay, you find it on the street. You don't know anything, so don't give it back to anybody because you don't know. Maybe the guy... they wrote it, but he changed his mind. Or you don't know what it is. It's down the street. You don't know if it's still... you don't know if it was ever executed. You don't know anything. Could be he changed his mind before he died. Could be they wrote it, but they changed... Don't give it back to anybody. Huh? Could be he got better. You don't know anything. Okay, good. But if, let's say, they find the die ticket, and the Shimon says, good. They know. Give it. What's the question? Huh?
Yeah.
Gemara says, yeah. Okay, they go to the hospital, they see the guy there, we found this daitik. Oh, hey, give it. Yeah. Okay, give it. So Gemara says, Ta'ama de'lo amartenu. Ha'amartenu notim. Okay. Wurminhu, we have a contradiction. Matza daitikaot. What is it daitikaot? The daitikis. Apotikiot. What's apotikaot? A guy has a loan, right? He lends a guy money. Hey, listen, and if you don't pay me, he said, don't worry, if you don't pay me, if I don't pay you, you can come take this field. Right? He designates a certain spot, a certain field for payment. Okay, matanot means, he gifted something to somebody. Even though they're both more there. Yeah. Maybe the guy who gives the gift says, yeah, give it. No problem, it's more there. Lo yahzi lo lazeh velo lazeh. Oh, it says you cannot return it. Why? That she says, lo yahzi. Listen to this unbelievable story over here. Listen to the suspicion that Hazal had. What could be the problem here? The guy wrote a shtar matana. It fell. They found it. Okay. Reuven and Shimon. They go back to Reuven. Reuven, there's a shtar matana here that says you gifted something to Shimon. Yeah. Give it to him. No problem. I wrote it. But Hazal say, no. Do not. But he's more there. What do you want? He's more there. I'll tell you why he's more there. Listen to the bottom nashi. Shem kadva lezeh. Yeah. Reuven wrote it for Shimon. Velo masarlo. But he didn't give it to him. Velo zacha bekarka. He was never zochin the karka. He never gave it to him. Vehazar vechatav leacher. Umasarlo hashtar vezachabo. In the interim, Reuven's star that he got lost. He said, "No, I never gave it to Shimon." He took the same another star and he sold and he gave it as a gift to Levi.
Nice.
Okay. Vezachabo. Uba lazor bo menasheni. Now he wants to back out on what he did to Levi.
He really owes it to
Shimon. He wants to really the goods to go to Shimon. Now what's going to happen? Who started earlier? Reuven's. That's what's going to go out of it. Reuven's start. He wrote a start. Nisan. I'm giving a gift to Reuven. Beautiful. He never gave it. Dropped it. Lost it. Whatever. Okay. Beautiful. In terms of, you know what? Who cares? Reuven. I'm not giving him to. I'm not giving it to Shimon. I'm going to give it to Shimon. I want to give it to Levi. He writes another start in Iyar. Later. Iyar 1, I'm giving this gift to Shimon. I'm tired, to Levi. Right? Now what happens, you found the star in the street. Reuven, we found the star. Give it to Shimon. No problem. Yes, that's right. Now, Rabbi said, don't do that, because now you're going to give it to Shimon. Now all of a sudden, you got two guys holding documents. You got a collision. Shimon and Levi are going to walk at the Beit Din. Who the rabbi is going to give the field to? Shimon, Nisan, how did he get a thing that I had already from Nisan? I didn't sell it to him. So they were, the rabbis were concerned when you find the star in the street. Matana, even bizman shnehem modim lo yachzir, because of this whole business over here. Make up your mind. From our mishnah, mashma, you found it bizman shnehem modim, give it. Have a stira. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Lakasha Habibari Habishchiv Mera. Which means, it depends. Look at the top Rashi. Habibari Shayashtar Matana Bari. The guy that gave the Matana was a healthy guy. Delokitiv be kedekatsir veramib be'irse. He didn't write it when he was sick, lying in a bed. Kedin shekotvim b'shtem matanot shchiv mera, a shchiv mera case. And one case is talking about a shchiv mera, which means the Gemara is going to explain everything clear. But that's going to be the chiluk. So Gemara says, matnitin dektani, ha'amartinu notnim, the Mishnah that said that if the shchiv mera, or if the guy says give it, we give it. If he says, yeah, I wrote it, give it to Shimon, we give it. That's talking about b'shchiv mera, debar mehedarhu. Because a shchiv mera, we have a general rule, he's able to retract. Let's get a hiduk right off the bat over here. When you give somebody a gift, it's irretractable. Matana, yifshal la'azir. You gave it to him, it's finished. It's done, you can't say, I changed my mind. You change your mind. Now, shchiv shchiv mera, let's say the guy, he never died. Or, since he only said it verbally, he's able to change his mind. He's able to retract. Once you know that difference between a matana and a shchiv mera, then we can understand the difference between the dinim in the cases. Gemara explains. Damrinan. We're going to explain why there's no problem of ramaut by the shchiv mera case. Damrinan. Mai ika lememar. What are you worried about? Dilma katva mi'ikara lehai. You're worried that maybe he wrote it initially for Shimon. Ve'imlich ve'lo yaveni hale. And he didn't give it to Shimon. Ve'adar katve le'ini shacharin avi yaveni hale. And you're worried that he might have written it then again for Levi. Right? Hashtaka hadar be'ma'ud yabani. And now he's retracting from what he really did to Levi. That's what you're concerned about. So the Gemara says, Miman nafshak, you don't have to be worried. Why? If he gave it to Levi when he was healthy, so let le peseda, Levi's not going to lose out. Why? Dechi nafka tarte, when both shtarot are going to come out to the Beit Din, batraita zache, batraita, the second guy, Levi's going to be zoche, because bottom line, he got the item as a matana, and will say da hadad bemekamaita, and he retracted from the shkivmenah gift that he gave to Reuven. So I'm not worried. Give the stud back to Reuven in that case. Since you can retract by a matanat shkivmenah, so even though his stud is dated earlier, it doesn't mean nothing. Because we'll say what? He retracted from the Shechiv Merah item and he gave it to Levi, and therefore Levi wins in Betin. And if he gave, let's say, to Levi, the Matanah as a Shechiv Merah, let be peseda, there's also no loss, the Batraita Zacher. Which means, Batraita in this case over here is referring to, The Batraita is the original guy over here. That's the shtar that now he's coming along and saying, give it back to Shimon, the kahadarbe mekamaita, because he's retracting from the first one. Let me explain it to you outside. By a case of a shchiv merah, what are you worried about? The guy wrote the daitik here, the shchiv merah thing. Now they fell on the floor. The guy comes along and says, oh, Amode, give it back to Shimon. What are you worried about? That he might have gifted it in the interim to Levi? Good. Gift it to Levi. Now, Shimon and Levi are going to come to Beit Din with Shtarot. Who's going to win? Levi. Because once you give somebody a Matanah, if you gave it to him as a Matanah, he wins. So it's not going to cause a Pesedah. It's not going to cause a loss to Levi. Because Levi has a shtar matana, and since he can retract from the shchiv merah shtar, let's say he gave it to him as a matana, so I'm not worried about that. And if he gave it to a shchiv merah, if he shchiv merah, that means he wrote the original shchiv merah document to Shimon, and then he changed his mind and he wrote the document now to Levi, and now what happens? Now he's coming on, they found the shtar on the floor, and he's saying, oh, give it to Shimon. And I can have a problem also. Why? It's not going to cause a loss when we give it back to the first guy. Which means the one that we say give it back to, meaning Shimon, is Zocheh. Because a Shechiv Merah's commandment to give the shtar is like a new Sava'ah. It's like a new thing. He retracted from the guy that he gave it to. He retracted from Levi. So there's no problem of... No problems can come out in the case of a Shechiv Merah. I want to say it one more time, please. The offense, the Shechiv Merah. He wrote a daitik to Shimon. Give over my will. After I die, give it to that guy. What happened? Basically, the thing fell on the floor. The shtar. Everybody's more debut. The offense, no. It's for Shimon. Give it to him. The deen is, give it to him. You know why? No matter what you're concerned about, nothing illegal could ever happen here. No wrongful mamonot. The problems can come out. Why? Oh, you're worried about maybe in the interim, maybe the guy's joking around. Yeah, give it to back to Shimon, but maybe in interim he gifted it to Shimon, to Levi. Good. Let him gift it to Levi. Now two guys are gonna come into Beit Din with a shtar. Who wins? Levi, because he got a matana. Once you get a matana, whatever he says about the Shechiv Merah thing is and he can retract from the Shechiv Merah. So you have to miss a matana, no problem, he'll win. So you're not going to take money illegally away from Levi. And if, let's say, he changed his mind from Shimon, and he made a Shechiv Merah Matana to Levi, now he's coming along and saying, give it to Shimon. Good, you can change your mind as much as you want. So he's not losing it anyway, because it's only Matana Shechiv Merah. Now he wants to give it back to, so he changed his mind right now. Therefore, no problem. Shimon's going to get the money rightfully so. And Levi's not really losing out, because the guy has a right to change his mind when it comes to Matana Avei. Shechiv Merah. So that's why the Mishnah says over there that when it's a Shechiv Merah item, and he says, Modim, give it back. Ki ketani be baraita. But when it's said in the baraita, for pishish nehem Modim, lo yahzir, lo laze ve lo laze, bebari, delav bar mehedarhu. It's talking about a matana ve bari, that once you give a matana to bari, you cannot retract. The Gemara explains. Damrina. Dilma kadva lehai mi'ikara. Reuven wrote a shtar matana for Shimon originally. The imlich velo yahavale. But he never ended up giving it to him. Vadar kadvali in shaharina v'yahavale. And then what? He wrote another shtar matana and gave the same gift to Levi. Hashtaka dar ben mamud yavela. Now he comes along and he says, no, the star really belongs to Shimon. Now he's coming along to retract. Vesabar, and he says like this, listen, meda lo matzina hadar nabi. I really can't retract from what I did to them because I gave it to them as a matana. Imar lehu da'ana lehayavta. I'll just tell the Bet Din that I really gave the shtar to the first guy. Give him the shtar to Shimon. And Shimon's shtar is dated earlier. Because Shimon's shtar was written first. And therefore it's dated Nisan, let's say. Zachabehu, he'll win in court. You understand what the guy's trick over here is? He wrote a shtar originally matana to Shimon. It's dated Nisan. What's going to happen now? The shtar fell in the street. Shtar falls in the street. He comes along and says, hey, you know what? It's Shimon's. Give it to Shimon, please. No, I'm not going to give it to Shimon. Because I'm worried in the interim, you went and gave him a matana to Levi. And now you know you're stuck, but you don't want Levi to have the matana. So what do? I said, no. This shtar over belongs to Shimon. And now, what's my trick? Shimon and Levi are going to come to Beit Din with papers. And who's going to win? Shimon's going to win, because his shtar is written earlier. So what do we tell him? Ela amrina le Beit Din tells him, ana naiketava lo yavina ne lehai. No, sir. We're not giving the shtar to Shimon, like you say. Divma michtav katavt, because maybe you wrote it originally for him, but you never gave it to him. Maybe you sold it to somebody else to Levi. And you retracted. And if you're claiming that you didn't give it to anybody else, no problem. And you really want to give it to Shimon, like you're saying, write a new star right now to Shimon. Vihave, and give it. Diahavli nishtacharina, because even if you gave it to somebody else, let the peseda, the kadim bezache, because Levi's star will be earlier now than the star that you're giving now. Which means what Beti is going to say, oh, you're claiming, no, Rabbi, I didn't give it to anybody else. There was no other. Okay, no problem. Write a new star then, and gift it now to Shimon. If you never really gave it to anybody else, so Shimon's the bizoche. But if you did give it to somebody else, if they collide in Beit Din with two shtarot, Levi's star is going to be earlier than the new star that you're writing now. So he'll win, so therefore no problem can come out. So therefore, again, in the case of a matana, that's the way it happens. It's unbelievable how the rabbis calculated these hasbonot. What are you worried about? There's a matana, shtar matana. It's very simple. Reuven writes a shtar matana to Shimon. What is shtar matana? I am gifting you this karka, whatever it is. What happened? But the shtar was found in the street. Oh, now we don't know. Did he give it to him? Didn't he give it to him yet? Maybe he wrote it and never gave it to him. Yes, how could you give it to Shimon? So we go to the Uven, we found the shtar. Oh, by the way, yes, it's Shimon's. Please give it to Shimon. All right, no brainer. He's admitting I gifted it to him. What could be the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. We're worried that this guy, the Uven, is up to trouble, up to no good. In the interim, when the shtar fell on the floor, he never gave it to him. He never gave it to Shimon. What did he do? He gifted that field to Levi. Now he changed his mind. So he's a wise guy. He changes his mind, he comes to Beit Din. Oh yes, please, it belongs to Shimon. And what's his intent? He says, I know I can't take it away out of Devi, I gifted it to him already. I know they're not going to let me do that. No problem, give it to Shimon. Now Shimon and Levi collide in Beit Din with Shtarot. Who's going to win? Shimon, because Shimon's Shtar was written earlier. So therefore, that's Reuven's kenunya, that's his trickery how to manipulate over. Do you know what the rabbis are going to say? The rabbis understand this whole thing. They say, we're a wise guy. We're not giving it back to Shimon because we're worried that's exactly what your intention is, to back out from Nevi and he'll win in court. So you know what? If you're such an honest guy and you really want to give it to Shimon, write a new shtar today that you want to gift it to him today. Mimma nafshach. If you never wrote a shtar to Nevi, no problem. So he has two shtarot. Right? He has a new shtar over here that it's his. But if you did write a shtar to Levi, now Levi is protected. because Levi's shtar is written earlier than the new shtar that you wrote today. So Levi will win in court. That's the way Beit Din protects the situation. So basically the answer is, you have to understand the mechanics of a matana and a shchimera. Matana eno yachol lachzor bo. Shchimera yachol lachzor bo. So therefore, since yachol lachzor bo, I'm not worried about a kenunya, a trickery. Maybe he gave it to somebody else. He could change his mind if he gave it to somebody else. If he gave it to him in matana, then I'm not worried. Go back to the shchimera. I'm saying it faster. If he gave it to him as Levi, as a matana, no one can take it out of them. Once you give it to matana, you cannot retract it. So therefore, the two guys can come and shtarot, the matana wins. It's my matana. Finish. And if he gave it to Levi as a shchimera, now he's coming, I want to give it to back to Reuven. Shimon, he changed his mind. You can change your mind in the shchimera. No problem. It'll belong to Shimon. No problem. No one's going to get cheated. But in the matana, he's going to get cheated. Because he gifted it to Levi. And I come along and say, no, the Shtar Matana belongs to Shimon. They're going to give it to Shimon. He's going to take a Shtar, it's earlier dated. He's going to get it unlawfully. Therefore, we say, write a new Shtar up. That is the Deen of the Gemara. Gemara continues, Matkifla Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid had a question. Ve'idi ve'idi deiteka ot katani. What are you talking? Both Braitot, or both Mishnayot, or both, you guess the stira from Mishnah and the Braita. So he said, one's talking about a Shchiv Mirah, and one's talking about a Matana. You can't answer like that, because both the Braita and the Mishnah talk about Shchiv Mirahs. So one Braita talks about a Shchiv Mirah and says what? When he's Modeh, give it back to Shimon. And one Braita says, don't. You can't answer me. Have a Shchiv Mirah, have a Matana. Both talk about Shchiv Mirah. That answer doesn't work. But both talk about Daiti Kaot, which is Shchiv Mirah's documents. Eva Marav Zvitz, no answer. Have a Shchiv Mirah. Oh, both talk about Shchiv Mirah. Vela Kasha. One's talking about the Shchiv Mirah himself, and one's talking about his son. What are we talking? Gemara explains. Matnitin de kamartinu notnim. The Mishnah that said what? That if the Shchiv Mirah says, you give it to Shimon, they found it on the floor, give it to Shimon, the Daitike, notnim, it's not bidideh. No problem, why? Dichi mehaderu. Because he's able to retract from his own Shchiv Mirah Sava'ah. Even if he gave it to somebody else, let ma peseda, dekama ubatra, batra zacheh. Because bottom line, the last guy is going to be Zocher. Because he retracted from the first guy, which means I'm not worried about a problem that's going to come out when the Shchiv Mirah himself comes along and says, okay, give it to Shimon. Why? Gemara says again, because he's able to be Hosea from his Sava'a. And if there's no Rama'ut, why? Why? Let's say, in the interim, he gave it as a matanat bari to Levi. Let's say he did that in the interim. Let be peseda. There's not going to be a hefsed. Why? Dekama ubatra. Because if it's a choice now, both guys are going to come into Beit Din. One guy comes with a shtar matana, and one guy comes with this daitiki that was predated, batra zacheh. Why? Because he retracted from the Shchiv Mirah. He can retract from the Shchiv Mirah case, so no one's going to lose out. So that's one case. Because that doesn't change the mechanics. That's like we learned earlier. However, that's talking about bibre. That which we said, the bright when the shtar falls on the floor, don't return. And the bodeh, yeah, it belongs to Shimon. Don't give it back to Shimon because I'm worried about trickery. That's talking about with his son. Which means the son of the Shchiv Mirah is saying what? You give it to Shimon. Oh, when the son says give it to Shimon, now I'm worried about a trickery over here. What trickery? Gemara explains. Daminan. Dilma katav Abu Lehai. The father wrote the Daitik Lehai. For who? For Shimon. Ve'imlik ve'lo yavin aleh, and he never gave it to him. Never gave it to him. Ubatar Abu, then what happened? The father died. Shimon never got the daitike. He changed his mind, the father.
Katav Ihu,
the son wrote a shtar, Matana,
Li'inish Aharina,
the Levi. Then he gave it to him. Now the son wants to back out from what he did to Levi. But he knows, I can't tell the rabbis that I want to back out because I gave him a matana. He can't back out on a matana. You know what I'll tell the rabbis? That my father really gave the daitiki to Shimon. What's going to happen? They're going to give the daitiki to Shimon. And they're going to take the field out of Levi. Because the first one's going to be Zochen Beti, because his shtar is written earlier. And then we're going to say, what do you mean? He gave this matana. I got it ready, matanat. Shchiv Mera. And then why is the son doing this? V'niflog Bahadeh. Because he wants to split the item together. Meaning he's making a collusion over here with Shimon. He says, listen, I'll get it back to you. Because you have a start over here with an early, there's a start over here out there in the world with an earlier date. Betin will give it to you, and then we'll split it. Oh, Betin says, no, sir, when it's the son claiming over here, we're going to tell him, Hilkach, Amrin Aleh. Betin tells the guy, listen, the kid, Anan, Hai Ketava Lo Yavir Aneh Lehai. We're not giving the start back to Shimon. And for the reasons that they tell him, De Dilma Mikhtav Katve Abu. Because maybe your father did write this Daiteke, Umitav Lo Yavale, but he never gave it to him. And what happened? And you were worried that you sold it to, or gave it as a gift to Levi. Now you want to back out on Levi. Now, if you're telling the truth, that you say, no, my father gave it to Shimon, zil atashta, ketiv l'shtar aharina, write him a new shtar. Write him a new shtar that from now, you're giving Shimon the field. The iname lo yavir le'abu, because even if you wrote it to somebody else, let me pass it that he won't lose. Why? Because now Levi has the earlier shtar. That's what they're doing. They're telling him like this. We're worried there's collusion over here. And so the son's screaming, no, Chas v'shalom, I didn't sell it to anybody else. I didn't give it to a gift to anybody else. My father really wanted Shimon to have it. It fell from Shimon. Please. Okay, no problem. If you're really saying that, you would not have a problem to write a new shtar from today that you want to give this field to Shimon, dated today. Iyar, Aleph. Give it to Shimon. Now, everybody's protected. If the kid's really not lying, that there's no Levi out there, good. He has the shtar. Nobody's going to contest him. No problem. Oh, but if there's going to be a contest over between the two, Shimon's going to come in, hey, I got a shtar of it, daitike, it's dated already today, Iyar. Yeah. Levi's going to come in, hey, I got a shtar over here that's already dated half a month earlier. Who are they going to give it to? To Levi. So therefore, there's no problem of collusion. So both cases, we took care of the collusion problem. So therefore, really, I can say both cases, they're talking about Shchiv Meraz. One's talking about the father, and one's talking about the son. By the father, what could happen? That maybe he changed his mind and gave it as a matana? Good. The guy got the matana is going to win in court. Which means, the guy's going to come along and say, hey, I got a daitike. It's a star that's written early. It's marked Nisan. Other guy comes along and says, well, listen, I have a shtar matana. Beti will say, well, listen, he changed his mind on the Shchiv Meraz. Shchiv Meraz can change his mind. Change his mind. He gave it as a matana. Matana wins. No problem. So no one's going to be out any money illegally. But in the case of the Bereh, I'm worried that the father wrote the shtar to Shimon. But he never gave it. The kid says, you know what? Good, I never liked that Shimon guy anyway. I'm going to give the field to Levi. Then obviously he says, right, I got a better idea. You know what? Let me make some money over here. Rabotai, Betin, this daitike that they found on the floor, yeah, my father really gave it to Shimon. Betin says, you're a wise guy. You really gave it to Levi. You're trying to get it out of Levi because this is the earlier start, and you want to split the profits with the. If it's really, you're really telling the truth, so write a new one from today. Nobody's able to. Nobody will lose out. That's the explanation. Amen. Amen.